Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Sometimes disconnecting with your business completely, not serving clients, not looking for clients, not trying to figure out what you're going to do next in your business or how you'll do it or learning the next skill, but simply completely disconnecting from your business, getting off the computer, getting off your phone, going outside, spending time with your family, your friends, doing something that you enjoy doing. Doing absolutely nothing. You see, this is a side of business that not enough people talk about because we are constantly fed that we need to work harder, that we need to work more, that we need to be able to get more things done. And it's overwhelming. And it is really a disservice to ourselves and to our business to operate in this way. And today, I want to give you permission, in case you're not giving it to yourself, to completely disconnect from your business. Or if you don't have a business yet, even the idea of your business, even if you're in the planning stages, to completely disconnect for a while. This is often one of the best things that we can do for our business, because the better that you take care of yourself, the better you are going to be able to take care of your business and your clients. Okay, when you take care of yourself, your business is going to be better. And the better you're going to feel. And if you're struggling with, well, I don't know where to start and I don't know what to do next and I don't know if I should do this or that or which strategy I should go with, and you have all these thoughts going on in your mind and you don't feel clarity, you need to step away from your business. And it's okay to do so. And it's even okay to do so in the moments where you least feel like you can. Okay, this is going to give you the clarity that you need. It's going to give you the energy boost that you need, that motivation that you need to find the answers. So especially if you are in a place in your business where you have a big question you've been asking, there's something you've really been trying to figure out and you just can't figure it out no matter how much time you spend on it. One of the best things that you can do is let it go and step away from that decision. Don't force that decision. We feel like the more time we spend on something, the more we focus on it, the faster we'll get to the answer. And that a lot of times is the opposite of how it really works. So when you can get away and do something completely different, let your mind shut down. Let it be calm. Let it not have all those thoughts going on. That is a lot of times where that clarity can come from. You know, I heard someone in the past week or two, and I can't remember who it was, but they said their motto is body before business. And I really liked that. But I would actually take it a step further and say body and mind before business. And that is a routine I really had to get into myself because I love my businesses. I love what I do, and I wake up excited to do it. But at the same time, if I'm not caring for myself, I cannot get as much out of my business as I want to. And so I make this routine where I have to put my body and my mind first. Even on the days where I'm like, I don't really feel like it, I remind myself that I feel like having a great business. I feel like reaching my goals. I feel like getting the results that I want to. I feel like being able to make an impact. And when I feel that way, I know that I have to put my body and mind first in order to achieve that. And so that will motivate me to take care of some of those self-care items, even on the days where I say, you know what, I just don't feel like it. Now, does that have to be all the time? Am I perfect about it? Absolutely not. And on those days, I'm getting better about giving myself permission to mess up, to not be perfect. Because if I am grilling myself and getting upset with myself because I slipped up or I made a decision that I knew maybe wasn't the best at that time, it's not self-care to get down on myself about it. It's doing the opposite. So that's why we have to be very careful with not only treating our bodies the way they need to, but treating our minds the way they need to, by feeding our minds the positive thoughts that they need to have, by treating ourselves like we would other entrepreneurs or friends that we have, in feeding them the motivation and continuing to push them forward. We need to do that for ourselves. Now, I'm definitely not here sitting here trying to preach this to you and not backing this up. Now, assuming you're listening to this the day that this goes live, I actually recorded this a week prior to when you're listening to it. And at this time, now that this is live, I am on a trip that I'm going on nearly 2 weeks where I have decided to completely disconnect. And this means I'm not bringing my laptop with me. I will not be connecting to the internet. In fact, the place that I'm going doesn't even have high-speed internet. I've heard that only in the mornings can you get somewhat of a decent internet. You might be able to check in, but in the afternoons, it's really not that great, and it can depend where you stay. So I've just decided, because this is one of the two places that I wanted to make sure that at some point in my life I get to, that I have an amazing trip, that I spend it with my family, and I do some amazing things, that I'm just going to disconnect. And I have so many different ideas and projects that I want to be working on right now. And I know that when I step away and I go do this and I have fun, not only will I be thrilled with the time that I spent with my family, with the experiences that I'm going to be able to share with my children, that when I come back, I am going to be so fueled, so motivated to take on everything that is going to be sitting here waiting for me. And as I'm looking at my list of things that I could be doing if I wasn't actually going on this trip, there is absolutely nothing on that list that cannot wait, that there won't be a huge difference in what I can do with these projects if they just wait a little bit. So this is where we have to question ourselves. Do I really need to do this right now? What would happen if I waited a day, 2 days? Now, am I saying that you need to step away for 2 weeks? Definitely not. I can't remember the last time I have stepped away this long. Oftentimes, stepping away for 1 day is all you need. Sometimes, just an afternoon. Can you just take off a couple hours and get outside or go do something just to completely disconnect? For me, I haven't done this in a significantly long time. I've taken trips, I've gone different places, but I bring my laptop and I make it more of a working vacation. But at some point, there has to be a complete disconnect. And so for you, if that's a week vacation, fantastic. If that is an afternoon, fantastic. If that is a whole day, 2 days, whatever it is that works for you. What you don't want to do is put the story into why you can't take that time and challenge yourself with whatever comes up for you so that you do take the time, okay? Because this is not a selfish move, okay? It can feel selfish. Oh, I'm not working on a client's project for them. I'm not helping with this. I'm not outgrowing my business. But it really is selfish of you to not take care of yourself. Okay, I know that I can show up better for myself. I can show up better in my business. I can show up better for my clients. I can show up better for you when I make sure that I consistently disconnect completely. Maybe that's just going out to the movies, going over to a friend's house and laughing and having a great conversation. Okay, there's all different ways to do this. So I really want to give you the permission to disconnect from your business or even your business plans for even just a little bit of time so that you can have a better business, so that you can find that clarity that you need. And while it can sound counterintuitive that if you spend less time trying to force a decision, that you actually will get to that decision faster if you allow yourself this time. And after you do disconnect, come back. Let me know. I want to hear what happened for you when you try this on and how things actually went for you. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this is giving you something to think about. And if this is something that you were thinking about and just feeling like you couldn't do, now you have the permission. So go do it.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.